Welcome back to Rosie on the House, your Saturday morning tradition for 29 years. As we get back to Cecilia and helping her install her ceiling fan, if you missed it last hour, we had a little request of our listeners. We're putting together a focus group following a one-day business seminar for our partners. And in this focus group, we're inviting 10 homeowner couples to join us. The requirements, you have to be a homeowner. And you'd have to be able to get to Casa Grande at the Francisco Grande Hotel by 4 o'clock on Friday, June 21st. If you'd like to stay the night and join us for a live broadcast the next day, Focus Insurance will comp your room for you so you can join us for an interactive broadcast Saturday morning. So you'll be asked to sign a non-disclosure agreement. We're going to be filtering some ideas and suggestions on how we, Rosie on the House, can work better for you, the Arizona homeowner, but you got to sign that confidentiality agreement. It's very top secret.
Okay. Information.
So email us at info@rosieonthehouse.com or give us a call during the week and let us know you'd like to be a candidate. We're picking our guest. Yep. We're picking people from all over the state. So we've got requests in from Rio Rico, from Rita Ranch, Phoenix, Glendale, Peoria. Black Canyon City. We need someone you had mentioned above the rim and below the rim. We need above the rimmers. I haven't got an above the rimmer request yet.
So. Very good. Why would anyone from above the rim want to go to Casa Grande on July 21st?
I know.
21st?
That's why. We're probably going to have to drive somebody.
But, well, we may have to call Valley Towing and Valley Limo Service.
July 21st. Did I say June 21st?
I did.
Okay.
That was my fault. But July 21st.
One of our partners is text correcting us here.
All right. So let us treat you to an evening in Casa Grande, and we're going to ask you to help us become even better at what we're currently doing, working hard to become every Arizona homeowner's best friend. Let's bring Cecilia back in the conversation, who called from Tucson wanting to know how to get a ceiling fan mounted in a bedroom with a high vaulted ceiling where there's no existing electrical fixture now. So we've talked through getting the J-box mounted. We've talked about whether she needs a switch or not, or she'll remote control it. Now, Cecilia, now we've got to decide how big a fan to put in.
Right.
Now, how big is your bedroom?
It's about 13 by 15, roughly.
Nice. That's a nice size master bedroom.
Very good size room. Very good size room.
David May, talk her through it.
You know, what I usually try to look at, Cecilia, is I take that size of the room and say, I want something that's at least going to be a third of the width of the room and up to two-thirds of the width of the room. And that can be based on whether you like a high blow factor on your fan or you want more of that gentle stir. So in your particular space, you'd start with a minimum of 52-inch fan. And believe it or not, I'd say you could go up to an 84-inch fan in that room because these new larger fans have much smaller motor housings. You know, what used to make the girth of an old ceiling fan was that big darn motor that's inside. And today, with our DC motor fans, we've got motors that are no bigger than a coffee cup.
And aren't they a lot quieter?
Incredibly so. I mean, when you're talking about complaining about, or most of our customers' complaints about ceiling fans are that wah, wah, wah
ceiling noise.
DC fans is direct current power. They don't have that problem.
Okay. So an AC powered, minimum 52-inch. But you wouldn't discourage her. You'd rather her oversize the fan than undersize it.
I'll tell you, the biggest mistake many folks make is they look at the maximum rating. Well, gosh, you don't drive your car with the pedal to the floor all the time, Rosie. You got to slow down.
So Jennifer does.
But, I mean, it's so important to take a minute and say, hey, what's this fan going to do on medium? Because that's probably where you're going to run it all the time. So don't be afraid to oversize the performance of your fan.
Okay.
I have a very similar size bedroom. I'm 14 by 16. I've got a slightly sloped ceiling like Cecilia. I wanted to experiment. I'm a practical example guy.
Okay.
I put an 84-inch Minky Air ceiling
fan in
there.
That's a 7-foot ceiling fan.
Unbelievable. The body is actually smaller than the 52-inch fan I took out.
Okay.
My wife loves it. I hardly ever get the fan over speed 2. We have this...
Keeps it very quiet.
Oh, and I have never heard the fan since we put it in. And the gentle movement of the air, I literally have a coat tree in the corner, and it looks like it's being blown from behind. It's just such a great way to have a overwhelming, gentle breeze is what I'd explain it as.
She's in Tucson. Where would she find your fans in Tucson?
She'd find our fans at Premier Lighting, Sun Lighting, and Tucson Lighting, as well as Ed's Northside Lighting.
There you go. And your fan in particular is?
It is the Extreme Fan from Minka Air.
Minka Air.
Absolutely.
Cecilia?
Spell that, please. M-I-N.
M-I-N-K-A. A-I-R-E.
Minka Air.
Got it. And it's Premier Sun Lighting or?
Ed's Northside.
Ed's Northside. Got it. Okay.
Well, Cecilia, and either one of those guys could probably recommend an electrician to come out and assess the situation at the house, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. They will all have folks that can help you get that electrical box in place.
Okay, Cecilia, okay. We want a picture of the ceiling fan and the one you decide when you get it all in, okay?
Oh, I'd love to send that to you. I have one more quick question.
Yes, ma'am.
What's the fix for a fan when I turn it on? I don't know how to describe the sound, but it makes a little crinkly sound, and it has to run for about an hour before the sound goes away. Makes a little crinkly noise.
Has the fan got a few years' age on it, Cecilia?
It is the same age as the house, about almost 20.
It could be that the capacitor, which is what kind of absorbs the energy and keeps the fan running at the different speeds, could be getting a little age on it and you're getting a little electrical crackle. Even though fans are lifetime warranted, it's often a smart idea to update, and that could be something you'd want to have the electrician look at when they come out to look at your bedroom.
Okay. Can the capacitor be replaced?
It can. It can.
Okay, good, because it's a great fan. I love it. Otherwise, it's very quiet. It runs in my TV room, and I love it.
Cecilia, we appreciate you calling us. Talked you all the way through what you've got to do to get it done. Sent you some great locations. You can go get the shopping done. A great quiet fan you can get installed. I'm tempted to go try an 84-inch fan in my room.
I think you'd be surprised, Rosie.
How big are the big fans?
Literally, they'll go up to 24 feet.
Wow.
You see those in Costco. Those are 20-plus foot diameter fans.
It's a brand, big, quote, donkey fan, and it is a big fan. 24 feet, you said?
24 feet. You see them in airplane hangars, all kinds of spaces.
And you don't see them ever spinning very fast.
No, they're basically called high volume, low velocity. They're enough draft to take a fly off your nose. You know, it's just enough to give you that gentle stir, and they've kind of coined the term de-stratification, where in these big warehouses, they can make the temperature at the ceiling of a three-story building the same as the floor within 1 degree.
I've always wanted to see one of those going turbo speed and see just if it sucks somebody.
It could be possible, but the motors won't turn that fast.
And that DC motor transformer is just located in the housing of the J-Box?
Actually, the DC motor transformer is on board with the fans.
Okay.
So that's been a new advent with these new fans, and so everything's on board.
I love it. I love it. Can we talk a little bit about that? Everyone listening has got that one fan in their house that it's rocking, or it's that ticking noise. It may look like it's stable up there, or it's got that little low hum to it that just absolutely drives me insane. But I've spent pockets full of quarters and scotch tape guessing, okay, which blade should I wait? And okay, that's worse. So I better go to the other side of the fan and put it on there. Well, there's no difference. Well, I'll pile four more quarters on there. There's got to be. Is it just a guessing game, or is there an art to balancing a fan?
You know, as a young man, I worked in a gas station. We balanced tires, and we had a bubble, and we could really zone in on where that weight went, and it was easy. Ceiling fans are tough. And I have to say, in all of my years, I find about 90% of the problem really doesn't have to do with balancing the fan. like a set of tires, you got to sometimes tighten and check. And we run these ceiling fans 24/7, years on end, and never take a screwdriver up and check the screws or make sure things are tight. So the first thing I do if I've got a ticking fan is I take that ceiling canopy down, check that mounting
saddle.
That's
the little cone decorative device that covers the J-box at the top of the stem.
Exactly.
Take that down, and now you've got a ball joint configuration and the wiring. And so what am I looking at? What am I trying to tighten up?
So basically, what you're going to see is what's called the fan saddle. And this is the bracket that the fan pole with the ball on the end of it sits in. And there's no question that that might have been very tight the day your installer put the fan in. But movement and vibration of that motor that's not noticeable can weaken and loosen that connection. So a lot of times start right there. The ball on the end of the fan also has a tightening mechanism that needs to be double checked. That's the most critical component because everything goes down from there. The down rod also connects at the top of the fan with a pin. Now, that pin is enough to hold the fan, but there's two set screws. And those set screws often need to be tightened. But when they're tightened, they can often tilt the fan and therefore make it not level to the world. So the first thing I often do is loosen those set screws, let the fan settle to its normal level, and then gently tighten them while I'm kind of keeping the fan in place. Check all those blade iron screws. I can just about assure you you're going to reduce, if not resolve, the balancing without having to get out those quarters and weights.
And if it gets to the quarters and weights, how do you decide? Is it just a guessing game?
It's kind of just a process of elimination. Okay. In the balancing kits, they give you a little clip. You put the clip on the first blade. You run it. It doesn't work there. You try the second blade, and you successively move that weight further to the outside on the repeating each blade until you find the spot. Sometimes a challenge. And all my years, not my favorite thing to do. And I got to tell you, that's why I sell Minka air fans, because incredibly, we make some good products, and a lot of other manufacturers do too. New materials that are used today, we're not as tied into wood and real oaks and things like that. And so they're able to produce the fans in a perfect weight situation, which really reduces the problems with balancing.
What do you like to see on your outdoor fans for your back patios and stuff like that? You know, I've been to homes where you'll walk out there and the blades are literally melted down into this upside inverted buttercup position.
You know, we are in one of the toughest patio fan markets in the world. I would love to tell you that there's a solution and you can put fans out there that are going to not have that problem. It's a challenge. West-facing homes in this market, we see that a lot. Fortunately, new polymers and new ABS materials are being used in blades. We have a number of patio fans that we use now that don't have wooden blades, and that really reduces that gull winging, as we call it, and have much, much better opportunity for at least 10 or 12 years before that starts to happen.
Very good. We're here with Mr. May talking about ceiling fans. I called my wholesalers that we buy lighting fixtures from, in particular Alan and Robin over at Statewide Lighting, and said, hey, we want to talk ceiling fans. Who should we get in here? And they said, you've got to call David. So we're certainly glad we did. When we come back, we've got a couple more callers on hold that want to ask you a few more questions. If you've got a question on ceiling fans, you better call now, because we're running up tight against the end of the show. We'll be right back.